So I was in Vegas for a week. Oh, yeah. Britney Spears wanted a piece of me. At least my $100 anyway. But I was at a minister's convention, which is interesting. You know, these things were always interesting in their own way. However, the most interesting thing that happened was I took a tour with Reverend Tricia and Reverend Frank and Reverend Mike McMorrow from Granada Hills of the Zappos.com e-tail company. Anybody ever buy shoes on Zappos.com? Okay. They're known widely for having a very specific culture, corporate culture, and they offer a thing called a culture tour. So I took that. I'm going to go back to that in a minute. The rest of this is going to tee up what I learned there. For the longest time in our teaching, for the right reasons at the right time, it was often presented as a healing ministry, for sure. But also, we're taught that we can treat for any good thing that we want, and absolutely that is true. And I must say, I never heard this from Dr. Walker, so I didn't get this from here, but out in the field, many ministers in ministerial training, when they're training other ministers, they will encourage their students with the words that if you help people get what they want, then you can have what you want. That's the way principle works, and that's a beautiful thing. One of the things that I have learned as I have been in the practice for a long time, is that I don't want to help you get things. I want you to be something. And I think the great value of what we have to offer at this point in our culture is really a set of spiritual practices, including spiritual mind treatment, which will help us to be somebody who automatically, by right of our consciousness and being, will already have what we need and what we want to accomplish the good that we seek to accomplish in this world. For so many decades, unity and religious science existed in a world where there wasn't a good common sense coaching, you know? And so it was one of the rare places where you could gather in community and hear inspiring words and learn that you were indeed entitled to all and every good thing that you would want. But we live in a different time now. And I truly believe that if we're here to offer anything, it really has to be relevant and related to your spiritual life and your spiritual growth. There's an old, you know, the 2 years I spent in Nashville were worth 100 years in ministry, in the good way and in the bad way. But, you know, ministers in the South often say is, my job mostly is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. My job is to separate you from anything that you think is going to be the answer outside of your own conscience, consciousness, and spiritual center. Now, I don't want anybody doing without anything, anything. Because I often talk about how important luxury goods are, because they maintain important skills and crafts which are the last hallmarks that we have of even understanding what excellence is. You know, we have excellence in terms of music, and we have excellence in terms of fine crafts, things beautifully executed. I want to maintain those things. That's not the point. But where I started to go in my own direction was about the time that The Secret became so popular, and the law of attraction got double pumped up again. And it's like, yes, if you think about a Mercedes, you can have a Mercedes. Well, I'd rather have you think about bringing value to the world and being thrilled to get up and work every day so you don't even have to ask how much the Mercedes is. Believe me, there is something to the law of attraction. But if it was that simple, everybody in here would have a Mercedes. So obviously, it ain't that simple. It isn't. So what do we truly, truly have to offer that is unique, that you're not going to get from a really good personal coach, that you're not going to get from Oprah? And you know I say that with respect. What are we here to do? We're here to shine some light on some very simple ideas that can improve your experience of being a human. Now, one of the things that I learned on the Zappos tour, which was very cool, I don't believe there was anybody over 34 that works there. There is no visible outward sign of hierarchy or privilege in any way. They did make sure that they took us by the desk of a fellow named Tony Hsieh, who is the creator of Zappos, who personally has $500 million. And he had a desk right next to another desk, right next to another desk, right next to another desk with a T-shirt on it. No hierarchy of privilege. But they insist that people have fun. And I noticed as I went on this tour that they were taking us through the graphic designers area and through customer satisfaction, people on the phone, and all these different areas. And also there were snacks everywhere. You couldn't walk 10 feet without a pile of free snacks. And I don't mean a crummy bag of Fritos. I mean beautiful. But whenever we walked through any area, if somebody looked up and saw us looking, they smiled and said, "Hi." Now, I'm not going to speak for Reverend Tricia or Mike or Frank, but, you know, 10 minutes into this tour, you almost feel like blurting out, "I want to work here. Let me play. I want to be in this environment." Well, I can't. And I really don't want to. But this simple act of smiling, of offering what we in the spiritual trade call radical welcome. Radical welcome made me automatically feel like I wanted to be a part of this group. I didn't learn anybody's name, but I felt this radical welcome. This is a spiritual practice. Some companies and some hospitals know this. I've had the privilege of being at the City of Hope Hospital several times, where Cynthia Savage used to work in development there. And every time I go, and you don't go there if you're feeling great, you know, you go to the hospital if you got a problem. But almost the same thing happens, because no matter where you are at City of Hope, somebody, even doctors, will say, "Can I help you? Are you finding what you need? Do you need directions?" And you feel this experience of radical welcome. And you leave that, no matter what the reason is, every time you leave, you shake your head and you go, "My God, this is a special place." I don't think I'll get sued for saying this, but believe me, that is not the experience at Cedars-Sinai. Even when a doctor looks right at you, you are invisible. And the nurses, they never speak to you there. And it makes you feel what? They got the money thing going on. They're just going to bill Medicare, you know, they don't even care. I'm sure they provide fine service. I know that they do. And I've had profoundly beautiful experiences at Cedars-Sinai because that's where my partner passed away. And I lived there for the last week of his life. And so it has a special place in my heart. But they don't got the welcome thing down. And the first message that you feel, what you feel is they don't care. Now, is that the truth? No. But that's part of my experience. And I know at City of Hope and I know at Zappos, they make a conscious effort to have that be part of the culture. So I have that experience. And frankly, that's what I want. That's what I want my center to be like too. That there would be no barrier to anybody feeling welcome. A smile, when you make eye contact at somebody, invites me to cross a threshold. I may not be ready to do that. I may be too shy to want to shake your hand or to know your name. But the welcome itself is a deep spiritual practice. It's not a transaction. When you smile at somebody because you want something, that's a transaction. But when we make a choice, when we make a conscious choice to be engaged with another human being, it elevates their experience and my experience. And I become attractive to what I am seeking as well. You see, spiritual practices are to get us to a place where we have got all the crud removed from our outer being. So that no matter where we are or what we're doing, we have a natural kind of radiance and a spiritual attractiveness. I think the time for treating for things is past because we know more and we know better. The time for healing that which may prevent us from having deep confidence in ourselves, so much confidence in ourselves that we automatically want to be a part of a process of radical welcome, no matter where we are, if we're at the dry cleaner, if we're at the Department of Motor Vehicles, we're here in the center, you're in your condo, whatever, you're not going to need to be treated for anything. You will have it. It was such an impressive experience, not if I'm telling the truth, Reverend Tricia, because I can see you. It was such an impressive experience to be in an environment where there visually there were no barriers in this corporate office as well. There were no walls anywhere. That it was such an invitation. Man, I want to learn something. Clearly there's something else going on in America. And we also learned there was a presentation about social media and things like that, that, you know, 40% of the people that are at work right now, working full-time in America, are under 34. 40% of the workforce is under 34 years old. And they have a different experience of life. What they were sharing with us, that we used to say there was a difference between white-collar workers and blue-collar workers, but now the new work cohort is called no-collar workers, because everybody's in T-shirts. It's not a new idea. Henry David Thoreau talked about it a couple of hundred years ago. Beware of any enterprise that requires new clothes. We got to work harder to rehabilitate his reputation. I think I'll take that on as my summer task. Sure, let's hear it for Thoreau. You what?
Good stuff.
Sure, the best. But what are these other spiritual practices? Spiritual mind treatment to heal in mind any sense of unworthiness. And this is what Dr. Walker talked about. You are enough. If you know that you are enough, then clearly you ought to have whatever it is you want and need to give your gift to the world. Whatever tools you need, which includes housing and transportation and friends and community. Spiritual mind treatment. Radical welcome. Meditation, service, and fearless giving. I think if we do something conscious in every area, those areas, on a daily basis, and they cost nothing. They cost nothing. But if we do something every day in those areas, you will be irresistible to that which you are seeking. And it will find you. You're not going to have to treat for it. I feel so confident in sharing this because I know that it's the truth. It didn't occur to me when I was in this ministry as a civilian that I could do this work, maybe because Dr. Walker was a daunting example, and I thought, well, good Lord, I can't do that. At some other point, I realized I don't have to do that, and I also don't have to be perfect, but I am required to share with you what I know so far. And if I don't share what my growing edge has been, then I'm being a deadbeat spiritual dad. So I'm going to put this out there for you, and to consider it deeply and seriously, that one of the most important things that you can do to be a part of the beloved community and to create a world that you want to live in is to be a stand for radical welcome. And how do you do that? Just smile. Spend the day doing that. God bless you, friends. I really appreciate you.